Flow and Fogginess by Dark Nympha, read by Abu Sabling. Chapter 2. Flow.
"You look terrible, dude," was the first thing Tucker said to Danny when he got to school. It was followed up almost immediately by, "What's wrong with you, man? Not in public." Which, of course, was a response to the ectoblast Danny had inadvertently sent in Tucker's direction.
"Sorry," he mumbled, sniffling miserably. "Not doing it on purpose."
"Wow," Tucker frowned, leaning in closer, a worried expression on his face. "Are you okay? I thought you couldn't get sick."
"So did I."
He dragged his hand over his eyes, but the crusty feeling and sleepiness remained. "Jess and my mom think it might be some kind of ghost flu."
Tucker stiffened. Then he grabbed Danny by the shoulders, staring straight into his eyes.
"Wait, your mom? Is this like the way she and your dad blame everything on ghosts, or...?"
"Tuck." Danny swatted the hand off of his shoulder, turning to attempt to unlock his locker. "I literally can't control my powers. What do you think?"
"Man, and you got through that? That's pretty impressive."
"Just talked me out of that mess, I guess." Danny jangled the lock, frustrated. It wouldn't open for some reason. Then it crunched, and he swiftly withdrew his hand to see that he had accidentally crushed it.
"That's kind of a problem, man."
Tucker pried the destroyed piece of metal out of Danny's hand, looking it over. "You have no control over any of your powers?"
"They just kind of activate whenever, yeah."
At least his locker was open now. Danny took out the books he would need, ignoring the obvious problem for the moment. "The sneezes are the worst. I may or may not have frozen my entire room when I sneezed."
"Oof."
Tucker looked at the lock in his hand, shrugged, then placed it in Danny's locker.
"So, why are you here then? Wouldn't it be smarter to stay home if it has already given you away to your mom?"
"She thought I couldn't afford to miss school," he grumbled, attempting to rub the sleep out of his eyes again, to no avail. "Jess couldn't convince her either. Thinks she might need some time alone to process or something."
"I mean, that would make sense,"
Tucker allowed with another shrug.
"But come on, you look miserable, dude. Lancer take one look at you and send you to the nurse. Never mind if you sneeze and freeze half of the classroom."
"What's this about Danny freezing the school?" Sam asked, leaning against the locker next to Danny's. "That doesn't seem like a good use of your powers."
Danny sniffled again, attempting to stamp down on an upcoming sneeze. Then he realized that sneezing into his locker might actually be one of the safer opportunities at the moment.
"Cover me," he said, instead of answering Sam's question. And in a convincing show of their loyalty, they did so immediately. Both leaned in closer, hiding him from the rest of the hallway with their bodies.
He stuffed his head into his locker, took a moment to appreciate how much roomier it was inside when it was just his head inside. Then the sneeze came upon him, and with a momentous force, he let it go. Looking back, he supposed it made sense that his ghostly wail could also be triggered by sneezing. In the moment, however, he couldn't help but think that the universe must really, really hate him. Thankfully, it had only lasted a short time, so the damage wasn't too bad. The walls of his lockers had dented outwards, bending the lockers that neighbored it on all sides.
"Danny?" Sam's voice was tight, controlled. "What is going on?"
"Sick," he mumbled, pulling his head out of the locker again. "Looks like he would need a new one. Maybe he could blame the damage on a ghost fight? Or a misfiring invention from his parents?
Ghost flu or something,"
Okay, she nodded, folding her hands together. So then, please explain to me why you're here.
His mom made him go, Tucker explained, taking mercy on Danny. She found out his secret, apparently, and not even Jess could stop her from sending Danny to school. She shook her head, but hummed.
Wow, that sucks, Danny.
Uh-huh, tell me about it.
He sniffled again, then winced as the bell rang.
Well, here goes nothing, I suppose.
Lance already sent you to the nurse the moment he sees you. Sam gestured at him. You really look terrible.
That's what I said too, Tucker exclaimed, as they started making their way to the classroom. Both of those things, even.
Not much I can do about it. Danny sniffled once more. He made a face like he was about to sneeze, then stamped it down again. It was too busy in the hallway, he couldn't chance it.
Not my problem.
Definitely your problem, Sam protested. If it outs your secret. Come on, Danny, just live like you always do.
Can't.
A wave of nausea washed over him, and he paused to let it pass. He ducked his head in his elbow, only barely peeking over it to look at Sam and Tucker.
Gotta stay in Mom's good graces.
Danny, no offense, but your eyes are literally glowing. Tucker sighed, looking away briefly, as if making sure no one was paying attention to them. They weren't, thankfully, as the trio were protected by their lackluster reputation. There is no way you're getting out of this without blowing your identity out of the water.
Unless, Sam said, snapping her fingers, eyes big.
We say he got overshadowed. We can say that Danny has good mental strength and is fighting off the possession, but sometimes the ghost surfaces enough to mess with its powers.
Danny sighed, shook his head, and straightened up again.
How's me being sick related to that?
Your body is trying to fight off an attacking entity in the only way it knows?
Sam shrugged.
It's better than just blowing your secrets, isn't it?
He made a face, hoping to make it clear what he thought of this.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, whatever. I'm blaming you if it goes wrong.